Okay, it's like I said to your mom last night. Let's knock one out. Another reason I'm happy Obama won the election is because now I don't have to change the intro music for Cult of Personality, and I don't have to change my little intro for Stating the Obvious here. Along with the moaning and groaning, I can echo that and go, Obama. He is the Messiah.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, phone up your motherfucking mommy.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion right up your ass so that your head has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
I think you all know by now, the third option is that you are wrong and I am right. That's just how it is. People say, but great one, how can you say you're always right? Well, it's simple. It's because I'm never wrong. And how am I never wrong? It's because if I don't know what I'm talking about, I just shut the fuck up. You should try it sometime. I am the great one himself, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect. It's a huge fucking cruise missile. It's like my cock. It's huge. It's huge. You're saying, how huge is it? It's so huge. Ask your girlfriend why she was walking funny the other night. It's that fucking huge, okay? This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. You can send us an email if you feel the need to vent, to frustrate, to send us naked pictures of yourself if you are physically attractive. You can send those to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God, at cynlibsoc.com. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. Today is the 15th of November, 2012, the fourth, still the fourth, year of our Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama. The economy is wonderful, everything is kittens and rainbows and unicorn farts, the wars are all over, we have peace, everybody has free healthcare, we live in a fucking utopia. It's wonderful. And why? Because all of that was brought to us by the state. Ah, the state. Okay, so we're going to cover a bunch of quick little things today that I just want to get off and, get off, he said get off, that I want to get off, get done, talk about, whatever. First of all, I'm going to talk totally off the topic of anarchy. And I'm going to talk about the other thing I love, other than fucking your girlfriend in the ass, which is theater. I'm currently doing so if you don't give a flying fuck about theater, and I'm not talking about cinema, moving pictures, I'm talking about theater. If you don't care about theater, you can jump ahead a couple of minutes. But you should care about theater, because theater is awesome. Anyhow, I'm doing flight crew right now for a production of Peter Pan, and I just want to say it's really fucking cool to actually fly human beings. Well, I was going to say human beings. They're not human beings, they're actors, so they're not really people. That's a theater joke. Those of you not in theater will have no idea where most of this is coming from, but that's okay, because I don't care. This is me talking to amuse myself. It's not for your benefit. Right, exactly. Yes, it's like when I have sex. It's not for your benefit. It's for me, okay? Right. Okay, yes. Okay, Randy and I are exchanging sign language in here. You guys don't know anything about that. All right, did I mention the lovely and adorable Randy, who is a Republican who is still a little disheartened that... What's his name? Mitzi did not win the election. See, he's already fading from my mind. Not that he was in my mind to begin with. She's a little disheartened that Mitzi did not win the election. But come on, Randy. Obama's going to entertain us for another 4 years. Christ, quit your fucking bitching. Women, never set aside. So what's the difference between a wet dog and a woman on your doorstep? If you let both of them in the house, eventually the dog will stop whining. Ba-dum-bum. All right, there. That should get some hate mail from the feminazis. What was it? Theater, yes, Peter Pan. Yeah, anyway, Peter Pan, flight crew. We're flying actors up in the air on wires. It's pretty goddamn cool. And so we have two different systems. We have one system where some of the actors just go straight up in the air, essentially, although they can get themselves to pendulum from side to side, depending on where they are when we lift them. And then for Peter Pan and for Wendy Bird, we have a lift and track system where we can not only take Peter Pan up in the air, but then we can take her from side to side on the stage, and she does her flying, and she lands on the bed, and she lands on the mantle, and other cool stuff. And then the best part, which I get to do, and by best part, I mean the part where somebody is most likely to die, it might be her or it might be me, is where Peter Pan launches through the window. And how that happens is Peter Pan is hooked to a cable, which has a point up in the air that does not move side to side, only up and down. And I'm backstage holding the other side of the rope and on top of a 6-foot ladder, and I then step off of the ladder into air. It's kind of like one of those cartoons, you know, where the character runs off the side of the cliff and then stops, hangs there a second, and then plummets. That's me. I step off the ladder and shoomp, my body weight pulls the rope down. This one, it's like I need to be a little fatter, but, you know, been losing weight. Damn, I hate that. I go down. Peter Pan goes up very quickly. I hit the ground and go down on my knees so that I can maintain control. And then the really hard part, because I'm always going to hit the ground, there's nothing hard about that. The really hard part is then I have to land the young lady playing Peter Pan without killing her. So yeah, and I get to do that 3 times in every performance, plus rehearsals. So it's gonna be good. Hopefully nobody will die. It's fun stuff though, yeah. Theater, love theater. Speaking of theater, let's talk about the state. Let's talk, where do I want to start with? Oh, all right, well, let's start with the biggest chunk of theater. Where's my notes? Hold on. Let's start with the biggest chunk of theater I've seen lately, which is... All right, computer, work. Where's my mouse?
Where's my little mouse?
Grrr. There it is. All right, let's start with this piece of theater. General Paterius, Patros, Pegasus, whatever his name is, however you pronounce it, I don't care. First of all, let me say that I know very little about what's going on here. Let me also say that I don't need to know the details of this. Here is, in the broad scope of things, here's what I see. There's a guy, and he has a penis, and he's a general, and he fucked a woman. And now, the government is coming after him and giving him shit. Now, what the details are, I don't need to know. Here's why I don't need to know the details. Let's say that a woman goes out, and whatever, and she gets raped, okay? Now, when you're looking at this and trying to assess, was raping the woman a violation of her property rights, and was it a violation of the non-aggression principle, you don't need information like, well, was she raped in the ass, or was she raped in the vagina? You need to know, well, was the rapist's penis more than 6 inches or less than 6 inches? Was he wearing a condom or was he not wearing a condom? Did he bathe that day or did he not bathe? You know, it doesn't fucking matter. Here is all that matters about this. Before the election, Obama, the Messiah, the Democrats, the supporters, everybody who voted for the Messiah was all running around going, we have to re-elect Obama so that women can keep control of their uterus. Otherwise, the government is going to tell them what to do with their uterus. Now, the election is over. What's the first thing that happens? Why, this woman, Paula, she did something with her uterus that the government doesn't approve of. Holy shit, the FBI is investigating this situation because a woman let a man put his penis in her uterus. Okay, where the fuck are all you fucking filthy ass fucking feminist cunts who 7 fucking days ago couldn't shut up about how a woman's fucking uterus belongs to her? Where are you now? Where the fuck? Oh, I know where you are. You're on your knees swallowing Obama's cum. All of this is because a guy. Oh my God, wait! Newsflash! Shut down the fucking internet and post this on every website on the fucking planet. A man and a woman fucked. A man and a woman had sex. This is a fucking world-shattering newsflash event. This is something the FBI needs to investigate. This is something the government needs to get involved with. A woman let a man put his penis into her uterus. We must do something about this. As I have asked so many times on this podcast, what the fuck is wrong with you people? All I have fucking heard about for weeks is fucking feminists whining about their goddamn uterus and how you should be able to do anything with your uterus you want. And if we don't re-elect Obama, the government is going to control our uteruses. And you re-elected Obama, well, the military-industrial complex re-elected Obama. I covered that in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious. Your vote doesn't fucking count, as I have explained over and over until I'm blue in the face. So the Messiah is president again, and what's the first thing that happens? The FBI is investigating what a woman did with her uterus. Well, good job, feminist cunts. You did a great fucking job of protecting a woman's uterus. Fucking applause for you. Standing fucking ovation. I mean, Randy, is there anything else I need to even say on this topic? I don't think there is. Oh, I would say this. Paula's not that bad looking. I mean, she could write my biography if she wanted to. I'd hit that shit. All right, there we go. That's all we need to know about that. Chunk. Speaking of statism, I, by accident, came across the most recent issue of Popular Statist Science magazine. I flipped through this, and I am blown away by how much effort and technology is going into spying on people and killing them. Now, this is all from one issue of Popular Science magazine. Okay, here we go. Here we fucking go with this statism. We have a hydrogen surveillance drone. With its inaugural test flight this year, Boeing, part of the military-industrial complex that re-elected Obama. With its inaugural flight this year, Boeing's Phantom Eye surveillance drone proved that hydrogen could power aircraft capable of extremely long flight times. Phantom Eye's engineers modified its two Ford internal combustion engines to burn liquid hydrogen, which has a much higher energy-to-weight ratio than fossil fuels. When testing and development is complete, 1,900 pounds of liquid hydrogen should keep the propeller-driven Phantom Eye at 65,000 feet for up to 4 days, three times as long as its closest competitor. So, not only can we keep this drone up longer than any other drone so it can kill more people, but it uses liquid hydrogen in motors developed by Ford. Yet, we can't seem to get that in automobiles or trains or trucks or anything that would actually be, you know, useful to creating a productive economy, which is not based on the state spying on people and murdering them. In fact, perhaps one of these drones that can operate in the air for up to 4 days is following around Paula and Patris to see, you know, with the little spy cameras to see what is Paula doing with her uterus. And do we need to investigate that? It has a direct line going to the fucking FBI. Okay, but wait, there's more. There's more from Popular Statist. Northrop Grumman Long Endurance Multi-Intelligence Vehicle. I can't talk. Northrop Grumman, another part of the military-industrial complex, which re-elected Hussein Obama. The Army's Long Endurance Multi-Intelligence Vehicle is the U.S. military's first successful hybrid airship. It's taken them this long to make a fucking airship. The civilian sector had airships a long fucking time ago. The government just figured it out. Helium-filled nylon balloons give the LEMV the ultra-long flight time of a blimp, but its aerodynamic hull, fixed wings, and vector thrust engines provide additional lift and maneuverability, allowing it to take off with heavier payloads, stay in the air longer, and land safely at the end of a mission without taking on ballast to compensate for burned fuel. The football-sized pilot operational airship, scheduled to go to Afghanistan next year. Wait, I thought the wars were ending. I thought the Messiah was president again, and we had peace and economic recovery, and women had total control of their uterus, unless, of course, they have sex with somebody and the FBI investigates them. What's happening here? Okay, it's scheduled to go to Afghanistan next year, so we're still going to be at war in Afghanistan next year. We know that because we're already scheduling more shit to go over there to spy on people and kill people. Provides an unrivaled 21 days of, quote, unblinking stare, unquote, surveillance from an altitude of 20,000 feet. So the state can build an airship that stays up for 3 weeks to spy on people and to help kill people. But we don't have airships in the United States for commercial purposes, to transport passengers, to transport cargo, to do useful things that would generate economic activity. But we got airships to spy on and kill people, and to keep an eye on what women are doing with their uteruses. Oh, but wait, there's more. Here we have a robot that can leap from building to building. It's a spy robot. Another spy robot. Imagine that. Another robot built to spy on people. But of course, the state respects your privacy. The government doesn't want to spy on you just because it reads your email and wants to know who you have sex with. And if it finds out you're having sex with somebody, fucking outs you on the internet and says, hey, everybody, look what this woman did with her uterus. This 11-pound robot, it's like a little remote control car. It has big giant wheels on it. It can jump up to 26 feet. So it can jump from one building to another. It can jump up stairs. It's designed to use for reconnaissance and spying in urban environments. Here we have a super sensitive cell phone sniffer. The Pocket Hound is the smallest, most powerful cell phone signal detector. From up to 75 feet away, it can reveal students cheating during exams, employees sending out corporate secrets during meetings, or prisoners using contraband phones in jail. Unlike its competitors, the Pocket Hound can detect 4G and European signal bands. Yes, it can also detect people monitoring the police while the police are beating people. I don't know if I mentioned this on Saying the Obvious or not, but Apple has released technology that allows people to disable iPhones so that not only can you not call with the iPhone, but it actually disables the iPhone's ability to record audio, video, and take photographs. So that if the police are beating somebody, they can use that device to disable all the iPhones around so that that can't be recorded. And then they have the Pocket Hound, which will allow them to detect if somebody's using a different type of cell phone to send out a signal, and they can come and confiscate that from you. Welcome to the statist states of America. We also have the toughest recon robot. This is a different recon robot. It's on treads, not wheels. It has little arms to move stuff out of its way. And it is billed as the toughest, most maneuverable reconnaissance robot ever made. It can hoist itself up steps and over obstacles and right itself when it lands upside down. We also have, from the state of states of America, from the state that you worship, that you fucking liberal Democrat statist out there think cares about your privacy, and actually you Republican statist out there, you think the state cares about your privacy as well sometimes. A long-range fingerprint reader. Now, long-range, because I read this, a long-range fingerprint reader. Interesting. Apparently, long-range is actually 6 feet. If you're 6 feet away from somebody's fingerprints, I don't know why you need to get, why you can't just reach out and read them. So, I mean, I'm really not sure what the hell this is going to be used for, but there it is. The state is investing money in long-range fingerprint readers so we can read fingerprints from 6 feet away. Awesome. But wait. There's more. The sharpest marine security system. Most wide area radar systems detect objects as blips on screens. The broad area maritime surveillance, that's BAMS, sensor array is sensitive enough to determine the actual shape of a vessel, allowing operators to distinguish between container ship, oil tanker, and surfacing Russian submarine. It actually says Russian submarine. Are the Russians our enemies again? BAMs. Oh, wait, that's because the Afghanistans don't have a navy. So we got to find somebody who's going to be a threat on the high seas, don't we? BAMs debuted in June aboard the MQ-4C Triton, a maritime version of the Global Hawk UAV. That's a flying robot. From 50,000 feet up, the BAMS-equipped drone can scan 2,000 nautical miles of ocean, then fly in closer for an instant look when a vessel is of interest. The U.S. Navy has drones over the ocean, flying around, searching for ships. And, of course, keeping an eye on what you're doing with your uterus. And finally, we're finally at the end. This one is fucking awesome. A pill that tells when it's taken. Okay, so this is a chip that goes inside of a pill, like a pill, a medication pill that you take. Listen to this. Where is it? Let's see. Small amounts of copper and magnesium conduct enough electricity, 1.5 volts, to power a 1 millimeter chip. When a pill containing the chip hits the stomach, the metals interact with stomach fluid to generate a current. The current transmits to a 2.5-inch patch on the patient's torso, which relays the signal as binary code to his phone over Bluetooth. Blech. Hold on, rented lips. All right. An app will determine the pill's serial number, manufacturer, and ingredients, and saves the data to the cloud. So this device is going to take all the information about the medication you take and save it to the cloud, where 12-year-old hackers can go in and get it and then use it against you. Or wait, would that be the FBI that will be hacking your email accounts and your cloud accounts to find out what you've done with your uterus and using that against you? Oh, but wait, it's okay for the FBI to do that. Never mind. God, the fuck was I thinking? Doctors will eventually be able to set up automatic alerts when adherence problems arise. Now listen to this. Several companies have already invested in feedback system, including Novaris, or however it's pronounced, maker of Ritalin. Here's your future. Those of you who are fucking statist in the statist states of America, here is your future. When everybody, I mean, the medicated generation is called the medicated generation because a good 50% of them are on medication, including Ritalin. Now, not only is the state, the education system, your doctors, your parents, going to put you on medication for your personality, but now they're going to have a way to monitor to make sure you take the medication. So at this point, we put children on medication if they have any hint, any fucking hint of personality or intelligence or creativity. The fucking filthy ass fucked up school system run by the state puts them on drugs to dumb them down so the teachers don't have to get off their ass and actually teach them anything. Now, we're going to hook them up to the internet so that the doctors and the school and the psychiatrist and the state and the FBI and the hackers can all make sure that the children are taking the medication when they're supposed to. Oh, glorious freedom. Thank God. Thank fucking God Obama's been reelected, because at least now we don't have to worry about healthcare and wars and the economy is better and women can do whatever they want with their bodies just as long as they take their medication when they're supposed to take their medication and they don't put any penises in their uterus that don't have FBI approval. Thank fucking God for Obama and freedom. Hallelujah. Praise the Messiah. He, born without birth certificate, the first affirmative action president and the second coming of Jesus Christ. All praise the Messiah. Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you people? You know what's wrong with you people? Part of what's wrong with you people is the education system. I have some fun stuff here from the Collegian. It's the newspaper of Colorado State University. Before I do that, I'm going to bump into this. I'm flipping through Teen Vogue the other day, and you're saying, why in the fuck are you reading Teen Vogue? Great one. It's because in my other life, I'm a photographer. I do a lot of fashion shit. So I got a subscription to Teen Vogue thinking it would have really good fashion photography in it so I could steal the ideas, because all good artists steal shit. It's okay. I got to say, of all the fashion magazines that I read, and I read a lot of them, Elle, Vogue, what are the others? Bazaar. Ultimately, they all look the same. Teen Vogue has some of the most uninteresting photography out of all of them. Anyhow, I came across this thing in here about banned against bullying. It's two little teenage bimbo feminazi cunts who probably think that Obama is letting them control their uterus. And they're doing this thing where they're banding against bullying to prevent bullying, because bullying is like this new crisis that's sweeping America in the schools. Children are getting bullied, and there's cyberbullying, and there's Facebook bullying, and there's text message bullying. I mean, think about this for a second. In Afghanistan, children are being killed by flying robots. And this is not a problem for any liberal Democrat in the United States. No fucking problem with that at all. It's perfectly okay. But a child in the United States, a middle-class white kid who's never wanted for food or shelter or clothing in their life, who has every fucking iPhone that's ever come out, who has an iPad, who goes to public school, who's coddled, this fucking little child gets a text message from another child on the iPhone saying, "You're ugly and fat." And this is a fucking crisis that we need to respond to. We need to fucking mobilize. Holy shit, bullying. We've got to save the children from bullying. Saving the children from drones? No, fuck that. Saving the children from the public education system that makes them stupid? Fuck that. Saving the children from being conscripted into the military, going over to other foreign countries, having to shoot at people and get shot at and possibly die? Fuck that. Saving the children from being arrested for having marijuana, being sent to a prison where they will work for a corporation for $1 an hour doing phone customer service and then get raped by other prisoners? No, fuck that. But if the child gets a fucking text message from another child calling him fat, now we have a crisis. These invented crises that you people fucking create to divert attention. It's just like the Paula Patras thing. What is this really about, other than what she did with her uterus, which supposedly is her body and the government can't tell her what to do with it? What's it really about is, well, shit, the economy sucks, unemployment sucks, Obama just got reelected, there's a war in Afghanistan. How do we get people to not talk about that? Oh, let's talk about Paula's uterus. Let's distract them with bullying in schools. That's what all of this is really ultimately about. In the Collegian, there's this opinion piece over here. I'm going to read some parts of this. It's some fucking moron named Res Stecker. He's a junior international studies major. How the fuck do you major in international studies? All right. Anyway, this is what this moron writes. The title of this is "Raise Awareness About the Effects of Youth Bullying." Okay. Instead, this is about people. I'm not starting at the beginning. People have an inherent right to go about their day without some jerk who is compensating for his own shortcomings, consistently trying to knock them down. You mean kind of like police officers with small penises are constantly stopping people and frisking them and checking them out and pulling them over when they're driving down the street and looking for people with marijuana. Kind of like how the FBI is compensating by reading people's emails to find out what they've done with their uterus. You mean that kind of harassment? Those kind of shortcomings? Then he goes on to say, one of the most absolutely brilliant people championing the anti-bullying movement is Brittany Snow. Brittany teamed up with MTV and began a movement called Love is Louder, a truly fantastic concept. Basically, the idea is that people do simple things like tweet "Love is louder than" and try to raise awareness about the detrimental effects of bullying. This organization also encourages people to share their stories and talk about their experiences, which can be invaluable to dealing with bullying. Well, what if we did something that actually ended bullying? For example, not having so many laws about what people can and can't do, which results in those people getting beat by the police and imprisoned and raped. What if we did something about the bullying that comes from murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots? What if we did something about all the fucking violence and the threat of violence that is the state? The idea that if you disobey a law, the government will come and force you. If you don't have a license to drive your car, or a license to run a business, or if you don't pay your taxes, or whatever, if you smoke in a building, the idea that if you do any of those things, somebody will come and use physical force and violence to force you to do those things. But no, what are we going to do to end bullying? Oh, we're going to send a tweet. Oh, I tweeted. I changed the world. I sent a tweet. Oh! Everyone should really check this movement out. Let's finally promote being nice to one another. Yes, let's promote being nice to one another at the same time while Paula's uterus activities are all over the fucking internet and we're murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots and we're beating the shit out of people for having marijuana and putting them in cages where they get raped. Yes, oh yes, let's promote being nice to other people. Oh, fuck you. It's time that we put an end to bullying in all the forms that it comes in. All the forms it comes in, except the forms perpetrated by the state. Because when the state murders people, or when the state bullies people, when the state uses violence, that's okay. That's totally okay. When the state puts Japanese people in concentration camps, totally okay. When the state upholds the institution of slavery, perfectly okay. When the state does the Tuskegee experiment, perfectly okay. When the state blows up nuclear weapons and exposes soldiers to the radiation to see what it does to them, perfectly okay. When the state experiments on soldiers with LSD, perfectly okay. When the state kills people in foreign countries with flying robots, perfectly okay. When the state makes war on countries where no war has been declared and countries that have not launched any invasion or warlike aggression towards the United States, perfectly okay. All of that violence, all of that bullying, perfectly fucking okay. Why? Because the Messiah is president. Oh, all hail the Messiah. Let's try to leave the children of tomorrow a world free from bullying. Unless they have brown skin and they live in Afghanistan, then we can kill the little motherfuckers. Or unless they're black and they want to smoke some marijuana, then we can fucking taser their asses and throw them in a jail cell. Yes. Oh, the freedom of a world without bullying under his Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, the Messiah. Oh, it's so wonderful. Can you smell the unicorn farts? Oh, they're like roses. Not, mind you, that a state under Romney would have been any better. All right, this is hilarious. I think this is important to show how stupid the medicated generation is and why there will not be freedom in our lifetime, why we are moving closer and closer to more state, not less state. Student government making slower progress. This is an article from the Collegian about the student government at CSU. Now listen to this part. Blue Books, for example. Now, Blue Book is a, for those of you who don't know what this is, when you're in college, when you go to take a test, for a lot of the tests, the teachers have you write your answers in a blue book. It's just a little book of blank paper with blue covers. So instead of bringing your own paper, you know, you put your name and everything on the front of the blue book. You write everything in the blue book. You turn it in. It's all nice and contained in one place. It makes it easy to keep track of the papers and grading and all that other good stuff. All right. Back in the day, you had to go buy your own blue book. This is background information, which will help this make more sense. One of these student government administrations decided that they were going to provide free blue books for all the students. Now, those of you who know how fucked up the state is, you already see where this is going. For those of you who are stupid, hang with me. Okay. Blue books, for example, were made free to all students during Eric Berlingberg's 2011-2012 presidential administration. The problem with this, Martel said, is the amount that these books are costing the ASCSU. That's the Associated Students of CSU. The people who are paying for the blue books. Because you see, the blue books are free to the students, but they're not free Somebody has to pay for those, just like welfare, just like military spending, just like FEMA, just like the FBI investigating what a woman did with her uterus. All of this stuff looks like it's free, like this money, just like free healthcare. It all looks like it's free, but it has to be paid for somewhere by somebody. Back to the article. Quote, people have been taking many more than we anticipated, which means it's getting very expensive. Unquote, Martel said. Quote, we have been exploring other alternatives to keep them free to students, such as professors handing them out in class instead of having them at the bookstore. Unquote. So the blue books are just at the bookstore. You just walk up and pick them up and walk away with them. So it's like any government program. When you give people something, it's like the Obama phone. Obama phone! Obama phone! I got an Obama phone! I saw a YouTube video where some bitch had like 20 free telephones. If you go to people and you say, you can have this for free and just take as many as you want, people are going to take free stuff and they're going to take as much of it as they can. And somebody is paying for that. But these kids, they don't get it. They sit here. This is the smartest generation ever. This is the future of America. They're going to solve the problems. What do? They have their student government give away free shit. And then a year later, they're looking going, damn, we're giving out all these blue books. How can we afford to do this? It's because you don't fucking... Of course, if you give people free stuff and you tell them the free stuff is unlimited, they're going to take as much as they can take. Jesus fucking Christ. Obamacare, anyone? Welfare, anyone? Corporate welfare, anyone? Foreign aid, anyone? Say guest call. Yes. Now we're going to do some stuff that kind of follows up or slightly precedes the election. And every once in a while, there is hope. There is hope on the horizon. I look out there and I see the occasional lone figure standing against a backdrop of empty desert. A lone figure who isn't completely stupid. This is from Tyler Drum, who is a political science major, and that doesn't sound good to start with, because you all know what I think about poli-sci majors. Okay, my name is Tyler Drum. I'm a 20-year-old political science student at CSU. I'm gay, a Democrat, and I'm voting for John Faye, the people's guy, come November. I don't know who John Faye is. I don't give a fuck. Who he's voting for is not the relevant part of this. Keep listening. Many of my fellow Democrat friends ask me why I am so passionately supporting the Republican in this race. To me, it is not about party. The two-party system is broken. Both parties pass laws to regulate us so that we live our lives how they want us to. Democrats tell women they need to be in the workplace. Republicans tell them they need to maintain traditional family values. Democrats tell me what to put into my body by passing sin taxes on soda and cigarettes, while Republicans tell me I can't get married because it would degrade the sanctity of their marriage. Well, frankly, I'm tired of being told how to live my life. Well, Tyler, welcome to anarchy. Now, sadly, Tyler goes on to talk about how he's going to vote for this guy because he thinks he's the right guy, blah, blah, blah. But Tyler, you are almost there. You have figured it out. You have seen that the Republicans and the Democrats are both douchebags. You have taken the fucking pill and it didn't have a microchip in it to tell anybody you took the pill. You have taken the pill. And you have woken up from the trance. You're coming out of the matrix. Yes, the Republicans and the Democrats are the same fucking douchebags. All you have to do now is stop voting, stop obeying, stop supporting, stop believing. Tyler, join us. Walk away from the system. Don't fucking degrade and humiliate yourself by voting for any of these ass clowns. All of them want to tell you what to do with your body, with your mind, and with your life. Whoa, that cannot be right. Is that right, Randy? Oh, there it is. I was going to say, I can't possibly be at the bottom of the pile already. Who do I want to do first? All right, here we go. Make your vote based on value, not party lines. Now, based on that title, you might think this person is an anarchist. You would be wrong. This person, who is AJ Fultz, he's a freshman. He's 18 years old. His opinion really fucking matters. He's a freshman political science major. Oh, thank God. Okay, so the poli-sci field redeems itself by choking out another fucking moron, being as Tyler actually had intelligence. Yeah, Tyler is not going to go far in the poli-sci department, not with his attitude. Poor guy. Oh, well. Like I said, he may one day make the leap to anarchist. To freedom. All right, this moron, AJ Fultz, 18-year-old poli-sci major who can suck my cock, here's what he writes. Blah, 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 intro stuff. The reality is throwing money at the problem cannot improve the security of our nation. The only way to enhance our national security is to continue the transparent, strategic, and diplomatic approach Obama has taken so far in his presidency. So apparently, killing people in foreign countries with flying robots is transparent, strategic, and diplomatic. Really? Really? Is it now, AJ? Really? Republicans will still contest that Obama has failed to display leadership as the chief diplomat as well as commander-in-chief. But when you look at the facts, the exact opposite is true. And that's true. Obama's done a great job as commander-in-chief. He has killed people without hesitation. I mean, I just read all of the military technology to you, drone technology and robot technology being developed. That's all being funded by the government. This is why the military-industrial complex re-elected Obama, because he's pumping money into them. He is murdering lots of people. He is keeping the military-industrial complex strong, and fuckheads like AJ here are totally falling for this, because in the world of a statist, peace is war, and war is peace, and hate is love, and love is hate. Okay, back to this. When Obama took office, he displayed decisive leadership by refocusing our national security priorities. I'm pretty sure we were already spying on American citizens and killing people in foreign countries, thanks to George Bush. How Obama refocused that, I'd love to know. Again, you'll know there's a lot of opinions, there's no actual evidence here. But that's what you expect from an opinion column, of course, because an opinion column is an opinion. It's not evidence. That's why they're called opinion columns. All right, so I can't really bust the guy's balls on that. As a result, more of al-Qaeda's senior leadership has been eliminated in the last 3 years than at any time since September 11th, 2001, which is stated on the Obama campaign website. Well, there it is. It says so on the Obama campaign website. It must be true. Because it's on the internet. And everything on the internet is true. I know that because I'm a member of the smartest generation ever. I have the internet. I know more than anybody else. Most notably, the death of the group's leader, Osama bin Laden, has been a clear indicator that Barack Obama is committed to meeting the challenges of dismantling al-Qaeda. This is a clear contrast to Mitt Romney, who commented on the subject of capturing Osama bin Laden in 2007 interview with the Associated Press by saying, quote, "It's not worth moving heaven and earth, spending billions of dollars just trying to catch one person," unquote. Which might perhaps be not only the smartest thing Mitzi has ever said, but maybe the only smart thing Mitzi has ever said. Instead of spending millions or billions of dollars in moving heaven and earth to kill Osama bin Laden, what if the government, the CIA, the NSA, and the military-industrial complex stopped killing people in foreign countries? What if we didn't have bases in the Middle East? What if we didn't try to tell people in the Middle East how to live their lives? What if we didn't threaten them with invasion and murder if they don't behave the way we want them to behave? If we didn't do all those things, maybe Osama bin Laden and all these other people wouldn't hate the United States and the people in it. Maybe they wouldn't want to fly airplanes into buildings and kill people. But no, that's not a fucking option. That's not a fucking option at all. Why, we have to hate people in foreign, we have to kill people in foreign countries. We have to tell them how to live their lives. We have to have military bases over there. Because if we don't do that, then, oh my God, then Republicans might get elected. And then the Republicans are going to tell women what they can do with their uteruses. And we all know the whole fucking world revolves around a woman's uterus. Unless she puts a cock in it and the FBI doesn't like the cock, and then the woman's fucking uterus is all over the fucking internet. When Obama ended the war in Iraq, Obama ended the war in Iraq because George Bush made an agreement with Iraq that we would be out by the end, or whatever that deadline was. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't have to remember dates. The agreement about when to withdraw the troops was made by Bush with the government of Iraq. Obama had nothing to do with it. Furthermore, Obama wanted to keep troops in Iraq, and the Iraqi government told him, fuck you, get out. I love how the media never fucking talks about that. When Obama ended the war in Iraq and welcomed home the last troops, Mitt Romney said it was tragic and responded to the withdrawal of troops from Iraq as an astonishing failure. Well, of course he did, because Mitt Romney is like every other politician. He can say what he wants, but the fact is he knows that his future depends on the military-industrial complex. If you don't keep the military-industrial complex happy, you don't get reelected. If you're someone who considers themselves to be a conservative, the facts would suggest that you want a leader and president like Obama who has experience and great success in the area of national security. But because of the partisan atmosphere that's present, many conservatives will ignore these facts and vote against Obama, even though it's contradictory to their own values. Okay, considering that Romney and Obama had virtually the exact same opinions on killing people in foreign countries, I don't think that's why people are voting for Romney. I mean, I totally agree. And here you have a liberal Democrat saying, look, our liberal Democrat president who is going to bring hope and change is exactly like a Republican when it comes to war, which is what I've been saying for 4 years. Look, Obama, Bush, same fucking foreign policy, same policy on the war. Everybody's going, oh no, Obama's into peace. He's bringing change. He's bringing hope. Here's a liberal Democrat, an 18-year-old. He has Google. He is the medicated generation. He is the smartest generation ever. He knows more than you ever will. He's going to save the world. He just admitted that Obama's foreign policy is exactly like that of a Republican. I've been telling you that for fucking 4 fucking years. Another issue which conservatives say they're genuinely passionate about is individual freedom and liberty. All right, now I don't know what this fucking moron is smoking that he thinks Republicans are in favor of personal freedom and liberty. I mean, okay, maybe they say that. But if you take that serious, I mean, okay, Republicans saying they believe in personal freedom and liberty is like me saying that the pain of childbirth isn't really that bad. Okay, how the fuck would I know? I only went through childbirth one time. It's when I was being born, and I don't remember any of it. All right? I mean, come on, man. Oh, Jesus. Fucking H. If Republicans were really serious about preserving individual freedom and liberty, they wouldn't attempt to manipulate the federal government's powers to interfere in extremely personal issues, like defining the definition of marriage to prevent gay and lesbian couples from solidifying their love. Or, hey, if Obama and his administration cared about personal freedom, maybe they wouldn't care what Paula did with her uterus. But, oh, they do. They fucking do. All right, now, last one, because we are running out of time. Here we go. This is from Brittany Jordan. Brittany is a sophomore psychology major. Title of her column, "To Be Honest, Your Vote Doesn't Matter." Now wait, where have you heard this concept before? I wonder if it's on this podcast. All right. However, I am realistic about politics. When it comes to voting, it has gotten to the point where all I am doing is researching and eventually choosing the lesser of two evils. Translation, I'm a fucking tool. I know voting doesn't count. I know choosing lesser of two evils is wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a stupid fucking tool. To be honest, I don't have any faith in either candidate. I don't believe that either of them have the power or insight to help our country in the ways we need. Politics has gotten to the point where it is more about party affiliation and sticking to your party's beliefs than to your own. Yet, she's going to vote anyway. Why? Because she's a fucking tool. And because I don't have belief in the political system, I don't have much belief in voting system either. It's hard for me to think that my vote makes a difference when I don't have faith in the system and my vote that my vote is contributing to. Yet, she's going to vote anyway. Why? Because she's a fucking tool. This is not to say that I won't vote. I will fulfill my democratic duty and fill out my ballot. However, when I'm through with the whole voting process, I will not send the ballot in with any hope that I am making a difference, because after all, I'm just choosing the one I dislike less. But she's going to choose one and vote anyway. She's going to do her duty to guard the concentration camp. She's going to do her duty to say, yes, there are some Jews in the house next door hiding in the attic. She is going to do what she should do to obey the state because she's a fucking tool. So when you're considering whether or not to take the time and vote, I may be the one person saying that I don't really think it's worth it. If you haven't done your research, if you don't really know why you're voting for a candidate, it's probably better if you don't vote at all. Don't believe the political ads. Don't believe the people that tell you if you don't vote for Obama, you're a racist. Either take your time to do your research and choose the one you dislike at least, or don't choose the one you dislike the least, or don't do it at all. No vote at all is better than an uneducated one. And yet, this bitch is clearly uneducated, stupid, statist fucking tool. What's she gonna do? She's gonna vote. Why is she gonna vote? Even though she sits here and says, oh, voting doesn't matter. I'm voting for the lesser of the evils. I'm gonna vote anyway, though. Why? Because it's my duty as a guard of the concentration camp to mindlessly support the state as it murders people in foreign countries, as it puts people in prison for having marijuana, as it allows people in the prison to be raped, as it flies drones over foreign countries and kills people in those foreign countries with flying robots, and of course, as the FBI investigates what women do with their uterus. Why am I going to support all that? Because I'm a fucking tool! I'm a tool! I am the future of America! I am the smartest generation ever! I have an iPhone and an iPad, and I'm on Twitter! Oh my god, I'm on Twitter! And I have the internet, and oh my god, like I'm so smart, and oh my god, like Obama, like yay!
I don't bother with the other side. Fuck you!